You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. During this interview, I'm talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools on Friday, May 8th. Thank you for joining me, Matt, to bring the community an update from Assumption.
Melissa, always great being here. Thank you very much. And I just want to start off that I know spring is here. I saw my first oriole.
Ooh.
In my bird feeder in my backyard.
Nice.
So spring is here.
All right. Do you give them a little grape jelly to
Absolutely.
Lure them in?
Amazing. A bird mm-hmm. that eats jelly. I mean, it's just...
Can you blame it, though? Jelly is pretty amazing.
They have a sweet tooth mm-hmm. more than I do, those orioles. But it's great being here. Thanks, Melissa.
Yeah, glad to have you. Let's start by recapping the most recent event that was put on by Assumption, the Run the Rapids 5K Run Walk. That took place on April 25th. How did it go?
Well, thanks for asking, Melissa. And again, thank you to WFHR for being such a wonderful sponsor and promoter of this great community event. So that is correct, Melissa. It was on Saturday, April 25th. We had a really weather-wise pleasant morning for the walkers and runners. And as you know, the month of April can be, it's hit or miss. It can be extremely volatile. So we were very blessed with the weather we had. We had 203 people register, and then the day of, we had 164 start and cross the start and finish line.
Okay.
So, great event. Still wrapping things up as far as the thank yous that are going out to our volunteers and great sponsors, and still waiting to collect some revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I'll say on it this year, I got to say this, that we had some tremendous fast runners.
Wow.
Men and women. I was really impressed with the time.
Mm. Well, and being a runner yourself, that is something you have some experience with.
And an appreciation for as well. Mm-hmm. And again, it was a great morning for them to get out and run a quick time. So we look forward to Melissa. Hopefully next year we'll be back for our 22nd year. We did a survey for our participants. And we're going to look at those results. We take very seriously their feedback, which helps us put the best race we can.
Sure.
So we're looking forward to 2027. And again, thank you for all your support, too.
Oh, well, it's a great event for a needed cause to raise awareness of child abuse prevention
correct.
And to help our local organizations that assist in that area.
Great cause.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's now move into talking about some of the updates from the different schools at Assumption.
Well, that'd be great, Melissa. I want to start off with our grade, pre-K through second. That's Our Lady Queen of Heaven School.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really amazing. We only have a few more weeks of school.
Isn't that crazy?
It just goes by quick.
It sure does.
So there's the kids are hanging in there, the teachers. And to me, in my observation, it doesn't seem any different than it was, let's say, back in January, even though they're looking forward to the nice weather and the summer break, too.
The education is still happening. Young minds are still learning.
Young minds are still absorbing, loving it. So at Our Lady, we have a few really cool things. One is the students are going to participate in an all-school retreat on the miracles of Jesus on the afternoon of May 21st. It's a special time that will be provided to our students for reflection, prayer, and a deeper understanding of the Lord and all the miracles he performed. Then we have, and I'm really always amazed with this, I know Shelley and her staff really are focused on the kids learning new words.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to spell correctly, the meat potatoes of education at that young age. And as of right now, the kids have collected and learned over 14 million words.
Wow.
That's
mind-boggling. Yeah.
It is. And over with that, 10,000 reading quizzes. So they really do a great job of preparing these kids.
Yeah.
As they get
reading
older.
And comprehension, retaining that knowledge.
And then the last thing with Our Lady, they have a traditional school picnic, outdoor concert with someone by the name of Tom Peace. and that's scheduled for Thursday, May 28th. Begins at 1. I've offered Shelley where I could bring my electric guitar and one of my amplifiers and introduce the kids to some riffs.
Okay.
That I'm sure they'll be introduced in their lifetime. But I got to use common sense, Melissa, because if I did that, I'd probably never be invited back to that school again. So I think I may just leave it with Tom. He plays an acoustic guitar, and the kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
So some great things going on at Our Lady Queen of Heaven School. If I could focus quickly to St. Vincent de Paul, that is our grade 3rd through 5th. And next year, Melissa, St. Vincent de Paul, 3rd grade through 6th grade.
Okay.
So our 6th graders will be at St. Vincent de Paul. And that's something totally new. In the high school, middle school will be 7th through 12th.
Okay. Is there a reason behind that change?
Great question. I think our numbers.
Okay.
Better utilizing our space at our schools. Mm-hmm. This might create another classroom space for us at the high school.
Okay.
And at St. Vincent de Paul, they do have some empty classrooms. So it's just a matter of us being efficient with our resources.
Utilizing your buildings in a way that works for your population.
Absolutely. So that's a great, exciting move. We're looking forward to.
How do the fifth graders feel about it this year?
That's a great question. I think there was a little disappointment because you're looking forward to
the move
it's
up.
It's like going into the big black pool.
Right.
But I think they've been aware with this of the news for the last couple of months, and I think they're
starting to absorb it.
They're starting to absorb it. And look at it this way. They'll be the big fish in the small pond next year.
They sure will.
So it'll all work out. You know, things at St. Vincent de Paul, they're just doing things typical of the month of May, getting ready for the kids. Their last day, which is May 28th.
Wow. That's coming up fast.
It's coming up very quick. And they're just doing things with the staff, doing some theme days. And today, I'm not sure if the listening audience will, this might already be over with by the time the audience listens, but we have a plant pickup in the gym today at St. Vincent de Paul. So it's a fundraiser that was sponsored by the rural parents. And
so all of these orders
would
have already been
plants.
Okay, so you need to make sure to pick those up.
Maybe I'll get more hummingbirds in my backyard with these plants. But
there you go.
So that's it. We've had a good response for it. It's one of the great fundraisers the rural parents do. And again, the proceeds benefit the school, such as field trips and things like that. So that's a day from 4 to 6.
Okay. Well, and you're nearing completion with your testing for students. There's another, let's just touch briefly on this before we break.
Sure.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about the high school and what's happening there. But you have a service day coming up, May 13th?
The service day, May 13th. Again, we want to give our students a broad experience, not only learning, being the best they can be with students, with the basics. Learning about the Catholic faith is a big part of what we do, but being able to get in their minds, in their lives, the benefit of serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
You want to, you know, develop well-rounded individuals that will benefit wherever they're going to reside after they graduate. So that's coming up May 13th.
Well, and spring is a great time for service activities within any community or even in your own yard. There's a lot to clean up in the spring.
Absolutely. I mean, and depending on, you know, what each house or what each organization has for the kids to do, there'll be plenty for them to do. Because as you mentioned, there is a lot of
work to do in the spring.
A lot of work to clear out the stuff from the winter.
And and now that everything is budding, the flowers are going, we've got trees that are flowering. It's about that time to start cleaning out those dead leaves and the
weeds
sticks.
Weeds need to be weeded.
Yep.
And they may have to cover the plants at night, too, because of the
frost. Oh, my goodness, yes. So we got to watch out for the weather. Well, let's take a brief pause here, Matt, and before we dive into the high school happenings and hear about graduation coming up, we'll pause for a short moment to hear from our sponsors. I'm Melissa Kay, talking with Matt Sikowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools, and you're listening to Perspective on 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR. Welcome. You're listening to Perspective on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. I'm Melissa Kay, bringing you news in our community. I've been speaking with Matt Zagowski, Director of Advancement and Alumni Relations with Assumption Catholic Schools. And where we left off, Matt, we were talking about the younger grades in the Assumption School District. And now let's move on to the high school, because obviously it's May. There's got to be a graduation coming up soon. And the many different activities and things going on as we wrap up the school year.
It's true, Melissa. It is a huge day for these 34 seniors that will be moving on to the next phase of their life. And our graduation will take place at the high school on Friday, May 22nd, beginning at 7 p.m. And there's some events leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
We have what we call, now when I first saw this word, I thought it was bachelorette. So, well, is there a dating game that these kids are? But it isn't. It's called, and I'm still not going to pronounce this correctly,
Baccalaureate.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here for you, Matt.
You know Latin, Melissa.
No, but I have organized graduations in the past. So
thank you very much for correcting me. So that will take place on Wednesday, May 13th at 5:30 at the high school. And what that is, the seniors get with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They have dinner, do some recognition, and it's just a good way for them, the kids, the students, to get with their...
Yeah, celebrate with their family
with
and
their
accomplishments.
And grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the senior award ceremony, which will take place the following day on Thursday, May 14th at 1:30. So that's in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is, it's a recognition of seniors for their academic achievements, leadership, and contributions to the school community. So again, the public is invited, and we do have a great turnout with the families of the students for that. So that will take place on Thursday, May 14th. And as I mentioned before, our graduation takes place in the high school on Friday in the gym, May 22nd. You know, Melissa, at this time, if I could please have the honor of recognizing the 34 seniors we have that'll be moving on.
Yeah, I would love it if you
and
did
again,
that, Matt.
My thing is, if you're related, not so much one of the students, but have a time with Assumption Catholic Schools, I would recommend you going to graduation. Because really, it's all about these kids and the people that help them achieve what they...
The culmination of all of those
teamwork,
efforts.
You know, the students, the teachers that have worked with them, and their parents who supported them. So it's really a neat thing. Some great speakers. And since we have such a small class, it's not going to be a long ceremony either. Mm-hmm. So come on out May 22nd at 7 p.m. But I'm going to go through this list quickly, Melissa.
Sure.
The listening audience will have to be patient with me. I'm not great with last names. But here we go.
Yes.
Alphabetically. So we have Jeremy Aris, James Bodorak, Ron Board, Ari Cavanaugh, Lucy Dolan, Joseph Engwall, Jonah Glavin, Maddie Grauman, Larry Haight, Bailey Harches, Aaron Jacoby, Jordan Jelinski, Jaden Johnson, Raleigh Johnson, Lucia Kimmett, Zeke Kraft, Laura Laramie, Chase Lieberg, Caleb McGregor, Nellie Noska, Logan Nystrom, Diego Perez, Braden Peters, William Rifleman, Rowan Ross, Lier St. DeRosa Martin, Jonathan Schaeffler, Ona Szymanski, Raleigh Stublowski. I do pretty good with the Polish names, I have to admit. I was off my train of thought, so I'll repeat those again in case I forgot them. Raleigh Stublowski, Lexi Swindrowski, Bella Thomas, Nina Tran, Quain Tran, and Kiara Webster. There you have it, everybody. 34 of our best graduating, moving on to the next phase of their life. And we wish them all the best.
Yeah, graduation is a wonderful time to celebrate these scholars, their accomplishments, their achievements, and to honor all of the effort that they have put into their first 12 years
correct,
of
school. And the thing that's really, really neat about this, on the first floor of our high school, we have Ivory graduating class, going all the way back to 1957, their pictures, the whole class on the walls of that hallway.
Mm-hmm.
So class of 2026 will be right up there, and it really is amazing seeing that, seeing how many students we used to have.
Yeah,
over the last 20 years, it's quite a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on that, trying to get more kids in our school. But it's really, month of May is a great month at Assumption Catholic Schools, and we just enjoy the time we have with these kids.
And one of the things that we've talked about in previous times together, Matt, is about alumni coming back to the schools and being able to walk those halls that they did, that they were in
Correct.
School, and see the pictures of the classes as they walk through those hallways. Do you hear, as I am entering middle years of life?
You're still young yet, Melissa.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Well, do you hear from alumnus coming back, though, man, these kids look so young?
You know, there is great appreciation for our alumni that are still strongly connected. That, as I mentioned to our audience so many times, that we can't operate without their generosity. So mm-hmm. there are donors who are able to make it possible for our kids now to even go to Assumption Catholic School. So there's definitely a buy-in with our alumni, and I know they appreciate coming back, seeing the students.
Mm-hmm.
They really enjoy that.
Yeah, being able to walk those hallways.
Back
to
hallways again, and seeing that things really have not changed too much
mm-hmm.
with the school itself.
Well, by the time this episode will air, this event will already happen, but let's talk about it anyway. The Spring Band Concert is happening Monday, May 11th at 6:30 p.m. in the Assumption Gymnasium. This is for grades 4 through 12 band concert for pretty much all of the students. Are you looking forward to this?
Yeah,
night?
I mean, you know, my office is located on the third floor. The band room is located right underneath me, so I get to hear a lot of the singing, a lot of the band playing, getting ready for these shows, as you mentioned, Melissa. So there's a lot of the work that our band teachers, music teachers put into it, and the kids. So it's just part of their Assumption experience.
Mm-hmm.
So they look forward to it. So really, yeah, the month of May, we have a lot of shows and a lot of work involved in that,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
So when in our last couple of minutes here, let's talk about a couple other things leading up to the last day of school, which, as you mentioned in our first segment, is Thursday, May 28th. But the eighth graders also have promotion, mass, and awards happening the day before the last day of school. Tell me about this.
So the eighth grade promotion, mass, and awards, kind of similar to what the seniors will be doing a few days before on May 14th. It's just it's more of a kind of a graduation, so to speak, of them graduating from middle school and what will be high school next year.
Right. Being in ninth grade. A big transition.
It is a really more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So that will take place at 9 a.m. I know we'll have some recognition of some students that have done some great things. And it's a great way to honor all of these kids on that day. And if I could add, too, looking ahead to June quickly, is at the high school, we have our quilt show. Got to mention the quilt show. That happens the third week of June on a Wednesday all the way through Saturday. And happens during Blossom Fest.
Oh, okay.
Here in Wisconsin Rapids. And so I work pretty closely with the people that organize this event.
Mm-hmm.
They utilize our gymnasium. So hopefully it won't be hot during that week. And you have to keep the doors open.
Right, get some wind going through.
But the amount of talent, it's open for the public. But I have to mention that because mm-hmm. it really is.
That's a fun event.
The amount of work, passion these mm-hmm. people put through their...
And art. Quilts,
art.
Quilts are art. Just looking, the beauty of how they are put together. Personally, I've done a little bit of sewing. I've only made one quilt in my life, and it was just squares, Matt, because that's all I could do. But the way that they can...
It's more than I can do, you know?
But the way that they can turn fabric into pictures and art and these patterns, it's fabulous.
They're committed. They love what they're doing.
It's hours and hours and hours of work.
They take a lot of pride. So come on out during that week. last thing I have to mention, Melissa, is, and this is more of a tradition with our schools, we have a Raptors Assumption Night where our teachers are able to attend. They get a free ticket.
Nice.
And then our families are also invited. So that'll take place on Friday, June 19th.
Okay.
Raptors take on the La Crosse Loggers.
Mm.
So all Assumption people listening, come on out. Watch great Northwoods League baseball at Witter Field.
Gather with your Assumption family and have some fun in the bleachers.
So come on, get out there and let's... And we do have one of our athletic teams will do the 50-50 raffle on that evening. So that's Friday, June 19th. And yeah, we look forward to that.
Well, it's been a fun conversation with you today,
great,
Matt.
Melissa, thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to listeners joining us for news in our community on WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, WFHR.